This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 111 for Thursday, October 21st. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Thursday morning, seeing a modest correction after posting gains for the previous six sessions. Canola down 70 cents to $5 in early activity, November down 70 cents at $9.48.60. Canola is thought to be looking overpriced from both a technical and fundamental standpoint, with most of the recent strength tied to spillover from outside markets. Those outside markets are all down today, with Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil all posting losses. Continued strength in the Canadian dollar, which is hovering above 81 US cents, also weighed on prices. However, tight supplies and the need to ration demand did remain supportive. Updated supply-demand estimates from Agriculture Canada left their projection for ending stocks this year unchanged at 500,000 tons. That compares with the 1.7 million ton carryout from the previous year. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower, taking back some of their recent gains. Seasonal harvest pressure contributed to the declines in beans, as conditions remain relatively favorable across the Midwest. Expectations for large South American crops were also bearish, with good rains reported in Brazil. November soybeans down 11 cents at $12.34 per bushel. The losses came despite solid export demand, with weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 2.9 million tons coming in above trade expectations. Corn also due for a correction lower, with the December contract down 3 cents at $5.36 per bushel. Rising production estimates out of Europe were another bearish influence, with France's Strategy Grains raising their production estimate for the continent by 2.5 million tons to 64.9 million. Good export demand was supportive on the other side, with weekly U.S. corn export sales of 1.3 million tons coming in at the high end of trade expectations. The USDA announced additional flash sales to Mexico this morning. Solid demand from ethanol producers was also supportive. Wheat, it is down as well. Minneapolis, 5 cents lower in December at $9.85 per bushel. Kansas City, down 11 cents in December at $7.48 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 7 cents in December at $7.42 per bushel. Agriculture Canada's latest supply-demand estimates included a slight upward revision to export expectations for the current marketing year. However, projected Canadian wheat exports of 16.1 million tons would still be down by about 10 million on the year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, October 21st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.